Dear Cheap Astronomy, how many near-Earth objects do we need to worry about? As you are probably aware, the Earth's orbit is an average 1 astronomical unit away from the Sun. The definition of a near-Earth object is any solar system body whose closest approach to the Sun is 1.3 astronomical units. And all that matters is that closest approach to the Sun, the perihelion. So, Halley's Comet is a near-Earth object, even though for most of its 76-year orbit, it's nowhere near Earth or even Earth's orbit. Of course, most near-Earth objects are near-Earth asteroids, with relatively circular orbits similar to Earth's. In total, there are over 18,000 near-Earth asteroids that we know about versus just over 100 near-Earth comets. The near-Earth asteroids we worry most about are the ones that cross the Earth's orbit. These are the A-10s group, with about 1,400 known members, and the Apollo group, with about 10,000 known members. Of course, although these orbits might be kind of close, Earth's orbit is pretty big, about 940 million kilometres in circumference, so the probability of the Earth and an Earth orbit crossing object being in the same place at the same time isn't very high, but of course it's not a zero probability. So we've assigned the term potentially hazardous objects, or PHOs, to the particular subgroup of near-Earth objects that are over 400 metres in diameter and have the potential to come within 20 times the distance from the Earth to the Moon. Over 1,800 objects currently fit these criteria, which is around 11% of the total near-Earth object population. A well-known example of a potentially hazardous object is the 400-metre diameter asteroid Apophis, a member of the A-10s group, which was discovered in 2004, causing some consternation when it was determined to carry a 3% risk of hitting the Earth in 2029. Subsequent refined measurements of its orbit eliminated that risk, but still raised the possibility that its close encounter with Earth in 2029 might shift its orbit so it would then hit Earth in 2036. But yet further refinements of those measurements suggested that wasn't very likely either, so Apophis is just now one of many potentially hazardous objects with a Torino scale measure of 0. The Torino scale goes from 0 to 10, where 0 just means an object is either too small to make it to the ground, or it has a pretty much zero risk of hitting Earth anyway. Then a score of 1 is an object of interest, but with a lot of careful wording around that to avoid anyone thinking there's an immediate cause for concern. A score of 2 to 4 is maybe some cause for concern, as it means a close encounter is expected, where 2 is a close encounter with something the size of the 400-metre Apophis, and 4 is a close encounter with an object that's more than a kilometre in diameter. Then a Torino score of 5 to 7 means it's time to start huddling around the TV, awaiting further bulletins, where 5 means someone might die, and 7 means we might all die. Then 8 to 10 means a collision is inevitable, where 8 means local destruction from direct impact or a tsunami, 9 means regional devastation, and perhaps by a really devastating tsunami, and 10 means it's pretty much game over for civilization as we know it. The Chicxulub impact, which took out the dinosaurs, is considered to have been a 10, while the 1908 Tunguska event is considered to have been an 8, because it caused fairly localized damage. The 2013 Chelyabinsk meteor also caused local damage, but that was due to a shockwave after it exploded in mid-air, so it's still considered to have a Torino score of 0 because it didn't reach the ground intact, even though the airburst broke windows and injured some 1,500 people. So you might ask, how many of the currently known near-Earth objects have a Torino scale above zero? Well, none. So, as far as catastrophic impacts go, there's really nothing on the horizon, although another 100 years of small gravitational perturbations could add up to all sorts of trouble in the longer term. Nonetheless, we really are now one step ahead of the dinosaurs, even if it is just one small step.